Are we ready? 'Cause it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J Show, your show, Jerry Evans' show, Craig's show. It's all of our show. It's here for all of Northern Nevada. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Loud, proud, strong, not backing down, local. No furloughs. We keep it going. How do we do that? With you. Log on. 991fmtalk.com. Spread the word. You can stream the show live. You can listen to podcasts. And you can answer today's poll question. It's really easy. After all this that we've seen with elections, people screaming fraud. Well, guess what? You don't get fraud taken care of until after the fact. And then nothing ever seems to be done about it. So how would you prefer to vote? In person? Mail-in? Computer? Smartphone app? There's a selection for other, but I'm not really sure what other form you could come up with. Cut of the cards? Well, that's how we've settled. You know, that's how we've settled some elections before. Can we go back to carrier pigeon? Hanging chads? That was always fun. But I know one thing, I don't want to do all mail-in all the time. Like Governor Newsom decided for California. Well, guess what? Governor Newsom decided for California that masks are mandatory. Inside, outside. Unless you're with family members. 6 feet apart, you have to wear a mask. Huh. Who just did that? Could it be the man who can't think for himself? Could it be the man who surrounds himself with so-called experts who really aren't experts? Can you see my air quotes here? Yes, Governor Sleaziak. Thank you for all the new names. Cicilline, Cicilacking. just keep sending them in. He doesn't get the message. So, let's send a message tonight, 7 o'clock. I know it's a weekday, but we know it's not a school night. 7 o'clock tonight, there's going to be a group of us out in front of the Capitol. He won't be there. But maybe we'll have to take a walk over to the mansion. He's not listening to you and me. He's listening to Newsom, gruesome Newsom, next door in California, that's run by Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi. We need to make him listen to us. This is our state. Granted, it didn't start with Sisolak. It started going downhill quickly with Sandoval. I read a post on social media that said, how did Nevada become Nevada-fornia so quickly? So I had to post back. This started happening before Sisolak. We've been going the way of California because Washoe and Clark County specifically are run by Democrats. Democrats who screw up California to the point that they migrate to Nevada, thinking that it's going to be better, but then they bring their mentality here and are destroying Nevada. Good case for electoral votes here in Nevada for state elections. Just saying. But that's our poll question. How would you like to vote? Because the Secretary of State can come out and say, oh, well, this is safe to do. But when you send a ballot to every registered voter out there that hasn't updated their registrations, have moved out of state, move to different counties. What does that do to the process? If it's going to be a mail-in ballot, then you should have to physically request that ballot. Why? Because there is a lot of ballots out there just floating around. And anybody can fill them out. Not only can anybody fill them out, oh no, we have signature verification. Well, guess what? There were, and I love how the media put this. Yeah, this is our great media and how they write things. There's no investigative media. Just seems like only a few national people. And that's what we need to get back to. Not just calling up an official, oh, hey, what's your point on this? And then leaving it at that. We can't have that. You can't just go by what somebody says. Because they're just feeding you a line to keep you going. So I believe it was 6,800 signatures that were returned because they weren't able to be verified. Okay. Well, I don't know about you, but every year my handwriting gets worse and worse and worse. I have a medical condition. My hand shakes. So I try different things with how I write my signature. And sometimes I'm in a hurry and I just write it quickly and it really doesn't turn out very well. So how many legitimate votes didn't get counted because of their signatures? But here's the deal. It was done at the last minute with people receiving them. So by the time they figured out that their signature didn't get matched up when they got the notice back, guess what? It was too late. I don't trust the process. And I sure as heck don't trust our Secretary of State now, since she just went along with Governor Sisolak and said, okay. This is a huge problem. Because you have to ask yourself, well, wait a minute. How come I can go to Walmart? How come I can go to Costco and Home Depot and Lowe's and all these giant places, but I can't vote in person? Because they don't want you to. They don't want you voting in person. What are you doing tonight at 7 o'clock? No, come out and join me and others in front of the Capitol in protest this ridiculous governor who does not listen to Nevadans, who follows suit, who just waits to hear what Newsom does and then implements it 2 weeks later. Because this is a problem. A Nevada governor should be concerned with Nevada issues, should be concerned with Nevadans and what is best for all Nevadans. And the decisions that he's making right now, no, this is not good. And hopefully you'll stand with me and say, we're not going to stand for it. We'll be back after this quick update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, all of you. Talk and text line opening up in just a moment, 884-9910. Quick email from this morning. I watched the, I can't use that word, governor with another one of his Democrat edicts, not wearing a mask. Can you tell me why in the hell we need a actress, singer, deaf people, I assume, watch subtitles? One more thing, Armstrong and Getty just added a link showing this white woman aggressively yelling at black police when he walked towards her, with no mask. She yelled, I don't want to get COVID. Back off. Thanks, Democrats. China and the swamp.
Monica,
it's fear.
You want to hear something that's really depressing? You're going to hear it anyway.
Okay.
This is for, maybe not just for you, for everybody. If you watch that, think about this. That woman, she gets to vote, and her vote counts just as much as yours.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel? Think about that. Her vote is equal to yours. Speaking of voting, which you were talking about, signatures. I was thinking the exact same thing, too, about how my signature seems to get worse, get better, get worse, get better. And who makes that decision or determination as to whether or not your signature is your signature if you're not standing there? And that happened in Douglas County, too, by the way, where you saw Originally, Dave Nelson was up by 35 votes over Tarkanian. Mm-hmm. Tarkanian wound up winning by 17. They had to throw out over 200 votes that were either not signed or they determined that the signatures did not match up with the signature of when the person registered to vote.
And you know I like Dave, but I'm very disappointed that he said that he would contest the vote, you know, if it were in the 20 range and it was 17 and he decided not to.
Yeah, you know, we're all human beings. Dave's, in fact, I called him on the way in this morning to ask him. My question was going to be, if all of the votes that came in, signed or unsigned, were counted, where would the election have wound up? What would the outcome have been? And you don't even get to find that out. And if I'm Dave, I'm thinking, man, I got to be honest with you. If I didn't win by 10 or 20 points or whatever, of course, Tarkanian, he's a nice guy, but I don't know. I think if I could give a quick synopsis of that race in Douglas County, I think we took two steps forward, one step back. In other words, I was glad to see that Gardner and Noah Saad won that. But I think Tarkanian's more of an establishment guy. I hope he can prove me wrong, but I think he's part
cattle. Oh, he's definitely an establishment guy.
He's part cattle money. And I think, we are on the, along with the existing, with John Ingalls down there, I think we got a pretty good 3-2 commission vote and some common sense in the government down there. But this whole thing, and by the way, Barbara Sagavsky, who went along with all this, remember when she took the time to call Dean Heller and tell him that people were investigating as to whether or not he had a business license because he was selling hay? Can you imagine her calling anybody else? You know, if you're running a business, maybe you should have a license, maybe you shouldn't, maybe it got expired or whatever. Imagine the Secretary of State picking up the phone and calling you just to give you a heads
up. You know, Jerry, I hate to break this to you because you've been around longer than I have and you should know this already, but it's who you know.
What?
It's all in who you know.
No, I'm not questioning that. I was questioning whether or not I'd been around longer than you. Hey, did you ask that question too, by the way, the racist NASCAR driver and the stupid NASCAR people? Never been a fan of NASCAR. I don't mind people that, you know, if you do whatever you like, but team sports and organizations like the National Football League and NASCAR and all this virtue signaling stuff that they do, how stupid do all of those people look, including Richard Petty, who came out, "We Stand with Bubba," over that whole incident? And remember how that was covered pretty much nonstop for 72 hours? Then when they found out it was simply a rope to pull the garage door down, which every garage or bay had, how stupid do those people look?
Now I've got to correct you here now, because of the fact that they did not release a photo. They would not release a photo when this originally happened. But today, NASCAR has now come up with a photo of the noose. This is how many days later?
Oh, they found one, huh?
They were able to finally find a noose that they could take a picture of, and it was released. Even though 15 FBI agents said, there's nothing here.
Yeah, so I guess they've got to come back and reverse their ruling that there are no charges should be filed. And by the way, since when is having a noose a crime? Are they going to call that a hate crime? And that's one of the worst things that's ever been done, because hate apparently only works if one color, which happens to be dark, if a crime is committed against them. If you take a look at all of those videos you can find on the internet of these four black girls stomping a white girl, And on and on and on. There's plenty of information out there, but that's not hate crime. It's only hate.
A crime is a crime is a crime.
Well,
I'm just upset because, you know, one of my childhood games we used to play when we were bored was Hangman. So I guess we're going to have to cancel that out now, too, with everything else.
Bunch of racists. That's
yeah,
all you are.
Bunch of racists.
You know, I was wondering whether or not that... one last thing, and then I'll get out of here, which is I hear and I get so frustrated when I hear people on conservative talk radio, or now you just basically have to say talk radio, when they make these stupid comments like, well, they took up arms against the United States, so their statues should be removed, right? You've heard them say that about... all the different Confederate statues or the people that took up arms against the United States, quote unquote. All right. You know how many statues there are of Chief Joseph, old Chief Joseph, throughout the Northwest? There's Joseph, Oregon, downtown Seattle, downtown, all over the Northwest, there are statues of Chief Joseph. Did he take up arms against the United States of America?
Mm-hmm.
What about Geronimo? What about the South Dakota Monument?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the rule that applies only to Confederate statues because they took up arms against the United States, should it apply to all American Indian statues?
They have no argument. They're tearing down statues of Washington, of Jackson. They're tearing down statues of...
Well, I will tell you this. I will be standing this weekend 24/7 for 72 hours in front of the Snowshoe Thompson statue in Genoa. That's not coming down on my watch.
I don't think any statue should be coming down anywhere. You're going to get me upset now because now you heard that they want the white Jesus statues down too.
Now, by the way, too, there's also a statue they just put up in downtown Genoa just a couple of years ago. It's no specific person, but it's of a woman with a basket of candy commemorating Candy Dance, the centennial of Candy Dance and that whole fundraiser.
Oh, well, that needs to come down because that promotes diabetes.
Well, nailed it. Nailed it right there. I'm
Jerry,
out.
Thank you so much for joining me today for your thoughts. I agree with absolutely all of them. I don't know how this works. This is conservative radio. This is conservative talk. You're not going to get this anywhere else here in Northern Nevada. Why? Because we are live and we are local. Evans Broadcast Company. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk, conservative talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you're with me today. And trust me, when I throw out my email at monica@991fmtalk.com or the talk and text lines at 884-9910 or any other contact, I read everything. So thank you so much for the messages that you send me. And I just want to share this one with you this morning. And that is from Shirley. It came in at 5:28. Beautiful, crisp morning at 5 a.m. Beautiful star to the east. Prayers for President Trump and his family and all of us. With the grace of God, we will have another day. Thank you. Little praying hands. Thank you, Shirley, that we have such beauty that surrounds us. We have to take it in and we have to look at history. I want to share with you, and that I asked this young lady to call in specifically, because I get a lot from social media, okay? And with social media comes, I know this might surprise you, social responsibility, okay? It is your responsibility before you share anything to, what is that, trust but verify? So I saw this on Facebook, and it was forwarded to me. And it has to do with wearing masks. Know what else wearing a mask does? Anyone? Removes your conceal carry ability. That's right. It's in the rules. CCW licenses are not allowed to wear face coverings while carrying. Now let that sink in. I do not remember ever hearing that in my life. So let's go to the instructor that I look towards to know the rules, to know what's going on. Christy Scott, Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms. Christy, thank you so much for joining me. I forwarded this to you in the middle of the night last night and said, is this true? What is this?
No, it is not a thing. Help her. It is absolutely not a thing. This frustrates me to see this thing flying around. Every instructor I know has been trying to get out there and say it has absolutely nothing to do with carrying. There is no statute in Nevada or federally that I'm aware of that says you cannot wear a mask. Now, can you conceal your identity and commit a crime? No. But that's not what we're allegedly supposed to be doing. Personally, though, if I can throw this out there.
Absolutely.
I refuse to have people in my store with masks on if I'm supposed to run my business properly when I have to restrict the ability of certain individuals from purchasing firearms. I cannot do that if they have a mask on and I can't determine their identity. I can't determine if my spidey sense is going to kick in and see if they're you know, in too much of a hurry. Maybe they seem like they're on drugs or something. How am I supposed to do that legitimately while their face is covered up?
Exactly. I don't want to be in a bank with a bunch of people with masks on.
Honestly, the first time somebody walked in here with a cowboy hat and a bandana over their face and they were open carrying at the hip, it kind of took me aback for a second because I thought, oh, the outlaws are here. But no, and I'm not teaching with masks on. How am I supposed to determine? So I'm taking part of this. I can't tell you how infuriated I am with this directive, but I'm taking that part that talks about the ability to safely do your job. And that's what I'm basing everything on. I can't safely do my job or have my staff do their job if everybody in here has their faces covered. I have cameras for a reason.
Exactly.
And did you hear that the homeless are exempted? Why?
Well, in Oregon, in Lincoln County, Oregon, anyone of color, except for white, are exempt from wearing a mask. So is Sisolak going to do that now too?
It says individuals for whom wearing a face covering would create a risk to the person related to their work. Should my husband be wearing his mask while he's working on the helicopter for the firefighting crews?
I just don't know what to say with this
riding
craziness.
Bikes, swimming. Do I need to wear my mask when I go swimming? But the fact that homelessness, and then I see people riding their bicycles with the masks on, and I'm like,
I saw somebody just walking down the street there themselves the other day, by themselves, nobody else around, wearing a mask. It's like, seriously?
Yeah. And one of his, in his directive, individuals who are engaged in outdoor work or recreation, such as swimming. He puts that in his directive. Swimming, walking, hiking, bicycling, or running when alone or with the household members, and when they are able to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet. So when I go swimming, I need to make sure I'm 6 feet away from my grandchild that I'm teaching to swim, apparently.
Unless you're wearing a mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christy, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you betcha, my dear.
I will try to get the word out. I will try to get the word out that this has been verified. This yes. has nothing to do with your CCW of,
nope.
of wearing a mask. So
nope.
thank you so much for for bet. Being vigilant and being you. Let's go back to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Terry this morning. Terry wants to talk about restaurants. Terry, thank you so much for calling the show.
Oh, you're welcome, Monica. Listen, me and my grandson were listening to your show and Heather's on this radio. I listen every day. And I heard an advertisement for one of your restaurants that are on here. Wonderful place. But I said, come on, buddy. And I grabbed my daughter-in-law and my son, and my grandson. We went over there. And I went in, you know, and everybody's wearing masks. That's the thing, you know, I'm cool with that. They said you can't go over and get the food without a mask. And I said, oh, I'm cool with that. And I went out and got my mask, put it on. And I want to eat. I was hungry. But my point today is if people don't start getting out and going to these restaurants, this particular one was King Buffet. I've been going for 30 years up in Reno, or 20, however long they've been open. But my point today is.
That's very upsetting because they used to have the conservative talk lunches there. But since they have larger gatherings with that lunch, they haven't been able to do it. So they're still Zoom meeting. I can imagine the hit that they've taken.
Yeah, I went there last night. We were the only people eating. And I want to stress to people this. When you go back there and you cook 25 pots of food and you put them out on the buffet style line, you've spent some money. When the first of the month comes and there's a lease to pay, you've spent some money. So my message to the people today is this: if you don't get out and start going to these restaurants, you're going to come by and you're going to say, oh, let's go over there. And it's going to say for lease on the front of the building, because that's how bad it is. There is no cushion in the restaurant business. It's buy it, cook it, serve it, try to make a profit. There's 9 people working there. They've got to be paid. You know, I looked at that, and it just gave me goosebumps. And one more thing off that topic. Governor Sisolak, on your station last night, he says this and he says that, and then he said something. Well, he said, one lady asked a question, well, why aren't we doing this anymore? He said, well, the state just doesn't have the money. And I thought, you know what? How about that $17 million you spent on those 2 jets? That would cover that issue. I forget what it was. You probably know. Probably going to talk about it more in your show, but it just really bothered me that he stood there and answered her question the way he did when he's flying around those new jets. Anyway,
well,
that's my rant
for
today.
Money, and the money that he had to spend to enlarge the hangars, because those new planes wouldn't fit in the old hangars.
Yeah, they had to be bigger.
He's just spend. He's Sir Spend-a-Lot.
There you go.
There you go. Terry, thank you so much for the call. And we do need to support local, especially local businesses. I don't care if somebody put out the stupid directive that, you know, look for black-owned businesses. No, look for local businesses that we need to help. Go in, follow their guidelines, not the state's guidelines, follow their guidelines. And don't worry about this Thea Tapson, who's all over Facebook, saying that if you go into a restaurant and you don't have a mask on, we'll be taking pictures of you and reporting you. Oh, stick it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910. Check in with Vance this morning. Good morning, Vance.
I can go along with that last statement. However, a little more colorful.
I bet you could. You want to talk about voting?
Okay, that's the main things. We'll get that out of the way. I called the registrar of voters, and I threw... Okay, you talk about signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Before you send off everybody who's listening and pass this on to everybody you know, and they pass it on, so on, so on, so on. Let's get some networking going. Anyways, before you send off your ballot, use your smartphone, take a picture of your signature and of the ballot. Okay? The other option, and the person I talked to there at the Registrar of Voters gave me the him-haws about it, and so on down the line. I lectured her on a couple things. But anyways, I asked about sending the ballots in if a person can't drop it off or won't drop it off directly come November, or anyways, they mail it in. What about sending it return receipt? Even though it's postmarked, spend $5, $4 or $5, however much it costs, to send it in, return receipt. Now, I have not gotten an answer on that yet, so I'm going to be calling back a little bit later because the senior staff members are at a meeting and nobody's left in the office who can answer a single simple question.
Well, that's...
So I'm going to be checking on that.
I'm still concerned because you have people, you know, not professionals, checking the signatures. How are they qualified? Who's checking the signatures? You know, are they Democrats? Are they Republicans? Are they nonpartisan? But also a bigger concern is when you hand deliver your ballot, is that guaranteed not to be mixed up so people are checking the signatures of the hand-delivered ones that say, oh, this isn't a good signature, this isn't a good signature?
I threw those questions at her. And like I said, I got the him-haws. And you don't him-haw with me.
Yeah, you do, well, you don't him-haw when it comes to voting. There should be no him-haws in voting. It's like crying in baseball.
What happens with me, Monica, when somebody does that, even within my own family, I have a tendency to go into what I call Lee Ermey mode, Marine DI on a recruit that has screwed up. I'm sorry, but I cannot contain my passion on that.
Yeah. All right, Vance, so, I got to let you go. I got to take a break. Thank you so much for checking that out and keeping the Registrar of Voters, you know, on the ball. We'll be back right after this with more of your phone calls and texts at 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions.
And let's share them respectfully. 884-9910, the talk and text line. Stick around after 11 o'clock. I'll tell you why state governors cannot order citizens to wear masks. Huh, I wonder if they can do it to illegals. We'll look at that in a minute. Let's go back to the talk and text lines, though. Check in with Cowboy Barbie this morning. Wants to talk about mail-in voting. What do you think about this?
It's a full horror show, Monica, the largest lurch away ever from real ID voting, which is what we need more of, not less of, and a lot more of. It's a huge search and lurch, and there's other speakers, everything you've said about it. Lee, of course, and Frederick the other day, it was all really eloquently and awesomely said, and Joel Beck spoke to it yesterday, who ran for Congress, to his great credit and honor.
I'm just so concerned that when people hear from an official, you know, or a representative like the Secretary of State, and they put in there how safe it is and this is what they do to protect it and yada yada yada, that it takes people away of the dangers of it, of the fraud that can be put out there.
Fraud is the Democratic Party, miss, in case you haven't watched what's happened to President Trump in the past few years or to a lot of other innocent people.
Yeah, that is their
exactly.
their platform.
Everything with your national, regional, and local and specific knowledge and the eloquence to which you speak, it makes you the Lady Liberty of talk radio.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart. And are you going to be down there at are you going to be there at the Capitol tonight?
Tonight? I did not know what's tonight.
Yet tonight, people are against this whole wearing mask mandate. And they will be
the capital. I'll be there. What time? As soon as I can. Dark before
state capital tonight in Carson City, 7 p.m.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bring your guitar. All right, let's go to Matthew quickly. You got a minute, or you can call back about the Lyon County Sheriff's Department. What your choice, Matthew?
I'll make it quick. I just wanted to bring awareness to an issue, particularly in Stagecoach. The back roads of Stagecoach have become a racetrack, people speeding, blowing through stop signs constantly. Lyon County Sheriff's Office does nothing. If you can even get them to respond, they will not enforce it unless they see it. And now they've taken to not allowing citizens to perform their lawful right, namely that of performing a citizen's arrest.
Who's the Lyon County Sheriff again?
Frank Honeywell.
Okay, Honeywell needs to come up with something that is a better strategy, like taking down license plates or videoing it on a cell phone, because you know just as much as I do, Matthew, that when you need a sheriff's deputy or you need a cop or a trooper, they're never around when you need them. So, Matthew, thank you for calling in and bringing that to light. Honeywell, you got to get on this. What, does somebody have to get hurt or die in an accident before something's done? Listen to your constituents. We'll be back after this Fox News update.